Hello, welcome to Jom Pakai IoT or Let's Do IoT. My name is Mazlan. I'm the man behind the Let's Do IoT podcast. Well, today episode, we will talk about data processing and analysis in IoT. What we are doing, I think in the previous episodes, we have been talking about the edible bird's nest and how do we monitor them to ensure that they have a very high quality for us to harvest and ensure that we can get the best from them. Okay. Here's how we want to do data processing and most probably analysis using IoT for this bird nest harvesting. So there are many components that we require in order for us to deploy an IoT system that can do a lot of monitoring of this bird nest. There are several steps that we need to take. One of them is, of course, the installation of the appropriate sensors. And then we have to do the data processing and maybe the alert mechanisms. So here's more of how we want to do it. One of the most important part of IoT is, as we know, is that it requires the right sensors. And in order for us to do this installation, we have to find ways and understand about why or what exactly that we want to monitor of these swiftlet habitats. One of the things that we require most probably is the image sensors. So as you know, the image sensors is taking images where we can install this to ensure that we can look at the development of the nest visually. So some of these image sensors are equipped with artificial intelligence capabilities that it can analyze images in real time so that it can determine the state of the particular nest. So we have to find, if you don't have that machine algorithm or machine learning algorithm or any AI within these image sensors, then we have to do that on our own. So we have to take some images and we have to learn from these images and understand what are the factors, what are the insights that we can see from these images to understand about whether the nests are in the right process, the right state. Secondly, one of the most important thing is also to ensure the condition of the nest. Thermal sensors. I think thermal sensors is quite common. What it needs to do is it will take the heat signature of the nest. So we have to ensure that the nest is actually at the right temperature so that the eggs are laid and also can be incubated. So it's important for us to ensure that it's not too cold or it's not too hot. So it must be at the right temperature. Thirdly, we have to install acoustic sensors. So as we know that swiftlet use what we call echolocation. So it have a sound that it will, when it flies, then we know exactly their behavior. So by putting acoustic sensors, we can actually detect the behavior of the swiftlets. So it can be installed somewhere nearby within that particular area. So after we have done the proper sensor installation, we require the right connectivity. So it depends on the environment that we want to put the sensors in. So some places are very difficult to penetrate with the right signals. So we have to ensure the network can properly send the data. So we can use a lot of wireless protocols nowadays. Sometimes we can use just normal Wi-Fi or even LoRaWAN. So either LoRa networks or even Sigfox or NB-IoT depending on the network coverage or even the cellular networks. So this is to ensure that we are able to collect data from the sensors that we have installed. And thirdly, of course, you need to do this data processing and the analysis part. So all these sensors must be transmitted into a central server or a cloud platform, or what we call the IoT middleware. For example, our company, Favorite, also provide an IoT middleware that collects all the data that you have sent from the sensors. So then there must be another means of a machine learning algorithm that you can train to interpret all the sensor data so you can determine the maturity of the nest. Yeah. So it involves the data that you have collected from one is the image processing algorithm. So you can analyze the images, the footages of the nest, and then you will have to analyze the sound processing algorithm, the acoustic data that you get from the acoustic sensors to understand the behavior of the swiftlets. And then you also need to analyze the changes in the thermal data. So it's important for us to understand whether the weather condition. Also, and on the fourth part is about the alert mechanism. So after you have done all this processing, you need to send an alert depending on the machine learning algorithm that you have put certain threshold, so that once a nest has been, you know, need to be harvested, it will send through an email or SMS or any push notification to the relevant people that responsible for this. So this information can either contain the nest location, or maybe can also send with other, potentially any other data. For example, the birds have a different behavior. There must be some animals that are coming in, or the temperature is, you know, is too cold that you need to do something, and so on and so forth. So this alert mechanism is important for you to send to the right personnel. And then, of course, finally, you must have a proper user interface. So this is in order for you to have a good dashboard, user-friendly dashboard, to visualize the data that you have collected from the nest and also the alert status data. So this is provide an easy way for the staff to monitor the whole system and check the progress of the nest themselves. So remember, I think the system should be really, you should really consider, you know, quite well, plan it well, so that you can understand the swiftlet well-being. The sensors and all the equipments must be monitored, and data must be collected without any interruption or even disturbs the birds and their habitat. And security also needs to be ensured that you can have, you know, ensure that the data that you have received from the right sensors are the right ones. So I think, guys, see you again in the next episode of Let's Do IT. Bye.